You. 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. God won't let us hide our sins, but he will forgive us if we come to him. In 1997, Jean Keating was driving drunk when she sideswiped a car on Interstate 5 near Albany, Oregon, causing it to crash and killing the driver. Jean fled to Canada and lived as a fugitive for 15 years until one day in 2013, a Canadian Mountie heard rumors of a woman who'd been bragging in a bar about getting away with manslaughter. Well, Jean was soon arrested and deported. She didn't get away with anything. Psalm 139 reminds us how foolish it is to think we can hide from God. I can never escape your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. Even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as the day. So what if today I confess my sins to God and stop running? God won't let us hide our sins, but he will forgive us if we come to him, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World of Montgomery. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a three-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Better weather is right around the corner, but for now, the risk of showers remains. In fact, into the nighttime hours tonight before ending late tonight, the overnight low temperature drops to about 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, chilly. I think we're going to see some afternoon sun breaks. I got my fingers crossed. A little breezy tomorrow with a high of only 47. And then areas of frost developing late Thursday night after midnight. Low temperature by Friday morning around dawn near freezing. Friday's a great day. Sunshine high around 56, down to the mid-30s on Friday night. Then sunshine and beautiful over the weekend with high temperatures in the middle 60s for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's that? Oh, yeah, no. No, you're absolutely right. That is my name. You know, when the people here asked me to do the show, you know, I got to say, I felt kind of weird, you know. I don't know if you remember this, but I used to actually be on this show. You know? I used to do the weekend update news routine. You remember that? And that's where I did the make-believe news jokes, you know. That was me, right? So then, a year and a half ago, right, I had a sort of a disagreement with the management at the NBC. I wanted to keep my job. Right? And they felt the exact opposite. So you see, they fired me because they said that I wasn't funny, you know? Now, with most jobs, I could have had a hell of a lawsuit on my hands for that, but see, this is a comedy show. So they got me, you know what? But now, the weird part, right? It's only a year and a half later, and now they asked me to host the show. So I wondered, I go, hey, wait a second here. Hey! I go, how did I go in a year and a half from being not funny enough to be even allowed in the building to being so funny that I'm now hosting the show? How did I suddenly get so damn funny? Inexplicable to me, because a year and a half, let's face it, is not enough time for a dude to learn how to be fun. Then it occurred to me, I haven't gotten funnier. The show has gotten really bad. So yeah, I'm funny compared to, you know, well, you'll see later. But okay, so let's recap. The bad news is, I'm still not funny. The good news is, the show blows. All right, folks, we got a bad show for you tonight. Dr. Dre, Snoop Doggy Dogg, and Eminem are here.
Wow, all those felons on SNL.
We hope you'll really like.
At the Florida Department of Education, we know voting is hard. That's why we're educating the next generation of voters in primary colors.
Red.
Blue.
Red.
Yellow.
Civic responsibility.
The purple band suck.
Not all Democrats suck.
And of course, math.
1 plus 2 equals 17.
The odds, 12.
Because counting is important.
Counting and recounting and counting again.
At the Florida Department of Education, we're securing the future of the Florida vote. Yes, well put. The Florida Department of Education.
Florida Department of Education. You can count on us.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
should we play Who'll Stop the Rain by Creedence today? Happy Hour at 3:11. I'm your gracious host here in the Bob Howard's After. My Tom Lane sidekick. He's here and Rusty's coming.
And here they are.
Please clap. New poll. This is a true story. It's from the Black Sphere, which is an excellent blog.
Oh, yes.
New poll reveals 61% of Democrats are truly stupid. I feel so much better now. I thought it was just me making that observation. But now there's polling evidence.
61%, not 60, not 62.
61% are dumb.
Wow. Yeah.
There's all kinds of interesting stuff we can get into. I just don't know if I want to. Tired of rain. Well, I mean, I'm tired of it. It's just annoying. Like, I was going to put pants on for this bomb hours tonight. I'm not going to... Where I park, whatever I'm wearing, the cuffs are going to get soaked. So here I am in sweatpants again. I got a backup pair of pants in the car if I need them.
You know, sometimes, Greg, it's the things we least want to do that we must do. And that make us better people on the other side of it.
I agree, but that's not one of them.
Pants is not one
pants
of them.
Pants is not one of
well,
them.
Well, sweatpants qualify as pants.
I'm trying to, what can we cheer ourselves up with today? Should we do lots of comedy? Rusty will be here. That he's like a natural antidepressant. But before we actually do anything today, excuse me, I just got dinged. This is when I'm planning my Christmas trip. By the way, you'll be here the 17th through the 21st. So if you want to start lining up guests or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
This will be your baby. Young Joey.
Wonderful.
You know, it's cold outside, but I don't need it to be 72 in here.
It's one of the ironies of working at Blue Water Broadcasting, in particular on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, folks, is that I have to bring a jacket in the summer, and then I need to get rid of my jacket when it comes to winter.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a blood issue or something. That...
My blood?
Yeah, maybe you don't have enough.
Right. No, it's very possible that I'm a vampire and I'm hungry. And you look like you have a lot of blood.
Yeah, boy. I'm real bloody. Let's see. I'm going to have to hold off on something here.
Okay.
I'm missing a critical piece of information. What was the big story today? What's everybody been eager to talk about?
No, there's palace intrigue, like who's going to get fired.
At the
of
White
course,
House?
That's chaotic. Yeah,
we're here.
The White House. Yeah.
Yeah, the White
this
House.
This isn't much of a palace, so I didn't think anybody would be confused.
You know what? I think back to the those periods here and there where I was not in radio and wanted to be, and this is a palace.
Compared to some places?
No, when you are not in the business, you don't give a damn how nice the facility is or how many amenities or if it's got a microphone, a great board like this one, and a transmitter.
By great, do you mean old? And
that's
character?
A palace. No, it's a palace when you're working. Who cares when you're not working? That's not fun. Let's see. We're getting close, by the way, to finding what it is we're looking for, as the U2 song says. Cricket?
Yes, cricket.
Excuse me.
He almost dropped his stack.
Yeah. Hey there, Cricket.
Hey, Cricket.
How are you? How's it going, guys? It's been a long time since I've been able to pick you all up.
What's up?
I had a question for Joey, actually.
Yeah.
Because I know you delved a little bit into Bitcoin and all that. I didn't know if with this whole election questionable fraud down in Florida, seems like there would be, I mean, with the technology we have now, why can't they get into blockchain and just totally make this as legitimate and fraud-free as possible.
Well, because elections need to rely on trust, and when you start trying to explain to people this is how we're going to secure your ballot, whether or not the technology works at securing your ballot, people don't understand it, they won't trust it, and they're going to suspect it. Of course, now, I mean, they don't necessarily trust what's going on in Florida, but they can blame somebody who's running that process in Broward County. I think it.
Right.
A lot of people
what
are...
What about Palm Beach overheated voting machines? Right. They got overheated voting machines. This is 18 years after Bush Gore. Somebody down... And, of course, isn't it amazing? Almost every one of these decisions that's been made since Tuesday night when most elections were called has gone to a Democrat.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
I'll tell you what, it blows me away. It pisses me off, too.
It just seems like somebody ought to go to prison over this.
You would think.
Because if one election gets counted, I mean, they could even forensically go in and look at, you know, fingerprints on all these ballots.
You know what scares me?
Start coming up the same ones, that somebody ought to go to prison.
You know what scares me is that I've seen a couple of stories saying that the Democrats use this midterm as sort of a litmus test to see how they could throw the presidential election in 2 years.
Interesting. I just hope somebody gets a little bit more.
Maybe that's why Kenkels is eager to run again. Because she knows the fix will be in this time, that we won't make that mistake twice.
You got that right. I was just curious. But anyway, you guys have a great day.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
How come you asked Joey and not me? Am I stupid?
Well, Joey's more of a millennial and probably knew a little bit more than blockchain. I'm a little closer probably to your age, and I don't know a thing about it. But it just seems like with the technology going on, we ought to be able to secure something these days with these elections. I mean,
you would think.
Yes.
I can also fix your VCR.
No, I appreciate the call, Cricket. Call again.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's it. We're done. Oh, we got to do a drawing today.
Indeed we do.
Well, why don't we? I was just texting with my friend, Mr. Tip Tames. And we've been discussing some things.
Okay.
Tip Tames has sold me, personally, 3 vehicles from Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. And whatever's next will also come from Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, and Mr. Tip will take care of it. He's got a great team over there. Don't get me wrong. He's not the only guy in the place. Their finance guy, Greg, is excellent. It is so unlike what you might expect when you're shopping for pre-owned vehicles. Now you can start online. They've got everything divided up by price range, by models, types of vehicles. Lots of choices. As even Bernie Sanders might say, way too many choices. I can't believe Maury the Mercedes is still there, though.
Yeah, this
morning.
Beautiful white Mercedes. There's a new one, though, that goes back to the 80s, but I like it. A 1989 Chevrolet Caprice Classic.
Where'd you find that?
It's on deals under $10,000. I'm looking at the website right now.
Are you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Why am I not finding it?
Go to used cars at the top, and then click on deals under 10.
Okay.
On the little drop-down menu.
I'm on deals. Oh, there's 2 pages.
Yes.
That's why I couldn't find it. There's 2 pages.
What? A dumbass.
I think it was just added, too.
Yeah. Wow, there's a Honda Accord in there now?
Right.
I apologize. I should have noticed this. Anyway,
I mean, this is really cool stuff, folks. And I mean, they do a great job of finding unique vehicles at a great price. But, you know, I trust them that this 89 Chevrolet Caprice Classic, it's not going to be some clunker that is thrown at you. It's on this page because, well, it has a good history. And, man, I love classic cars like this.
Man, you got a lot of choice. You always wanted to drive. You got the Mercedes under $6,000. I almost said, I almost want to go over and buy it and then sell it out over the air for more.
Yeah.
Make a profit. You got a 2008 Caddy in there. Gorgeous. $7,800. And there was one other. Oh. the Audi A4, having owned one of those, I can vouch for the fact that it is an excellent machine. And what I remember when I had my Audi, what I really loved about it was when I was on the highway, I drove it to Florida numerous times. For some reason, in that particular car, it seemed like time went by faster. I don't know why. Maybe that's got to be a perception thing. It's the way it sets on the road, and it just seemed like I was making better time, even though you can't actually make the drive any shorter. That was something about that vehicle I really, really loved. There's plenty to love with all the choices you have at Jack Ingram Signature Used Car. See Tip Tames and his team at 235 North Eastern Bypass, or you can browse online and look at dozens of photos on each vehicle inside and out at jackingram.com.
Gone are the days of consistently having your carpets cleaned. That means no more pet stains and no more messes. Mohawk's Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet is the easiest carpet to clean on the planet. That's why Prattville Carpeting is offering the All Pet Protection and Warranty Plan that covers all pet stains and odors for the life of the carpet. It also provides that soft, natural feel you're looking for. Just stop by or call for more details. Head to your hometown flooring headquarters at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cops Ford Road.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3 for 10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just 10 bucks.
3 for 10 bucks, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3 for 10 bucks, baby, bucks, baby, bucks. And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Hello? Hello? Ugh. Why do these scam callers call but then never say anything? It's obnoxious enough some are trying to sell me a timeshare, like I got 15 grand in my wallet, but how lazy do they have to be to say nothing at all? Do they get paid for that job? Because if they do, sign me up for that gig. Oh wait, that's kind of what I do most of the time at my work. I used to like it when my phone rang and it was always someone I knew, but now it rings and I waste my super friendly sounding hello voice for nothing. And I get the same feeling as when I got crank called in high school. Who is it? Why are they cranking me? I always had a feeling it was Billy Taylor after I broke up with him at prom. Wouldn't that be weird if it was still him after all these years? Oh, I should answer. Billy Taylor, is that you? Oh, it's my mom. Decline call. Now she's someone I wish I could get to say nothing.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Nah, that's too silly. Let's go with something more Baumhauer's-esque. Yeah, like the fight songs, but it's even comes from one. As we get ready to announce the identity of our next Baumhauer's Big Shot. Going to the chips. And the winning number is 8.
number 8, and the winner is Weeks.
Weeks. Weeks, you've got 7 days. I don't know how many hours that is. 128 hours. To call us 272-9228 and claim your prize. You want a party-sized tray of wings for 5 hours. And a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea just for calling this silly-ass show.
Congratulations, Weeks.
Yeah. 272-9228, Weeks, in case you forgot, which probably you haven't, but I have our most electrifying story coming up a little bit later this hour, and Chuckles just walked in.
Hello.
Hey, Rusty.
Howdy do.
I don't know.
He doesn't seem to be doing well today.
Who, me?
Or, no, you seem to be doing great. Oh, you're already
I'm
happy.
Just skipping through the rain.
Right. But he seems to be having a... Like, he was having trouble even putting pants on earlier.
I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I have that same problem sometimes.
I didn't know. It wasn't I had trouble putting them on. I just wanted to dress for bomb house.
Excuse me.
But our parking lot...
It's damp.
Oh, I didn't take it as literal.
It's damp out there.
Like,
so here I am in sweatpants... My beautiful green staff shirt.
No, it's a wonderful shirt.
And your
looks good today.
Your crocodile hunter vest there, I like that.
Right.
Is that what that is?
It I thought maybe, I was looking around the floor here to see if I maybe saw an alligator or something.
Yeah, it's not like a dress vest. It's like a utility vest. Like he's got pockets
like
on
Batman.
He's, breast pockets.
Yeah. It's probably got all kind of stuff in there.
Right.
Skittles.
Like a boomerang.
Yeah. And a boomerang.
Yeah, Skittles and a boomerang.
I hide things for myself with this.
Oh.
Then it's always fun, like it's, you find it later.
It's like Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I never find money when I'm going through. I mean, you know, you find an old pair of pants, and maybe there's some... What am I thinking?
Right, it's not going to happen.
Just keep going. Yeah. He is a little down.
He is.
I know, I'm so down. It's just...
Well, you know what my wife told me just a few minutes ago? She says she's going to have to stop watching the news.
Mm.
And Trisha just tried to watch more cheery things. But last night, the only cheery thing she could find to watch was Little House on the Prairie.
That's not a happy show.
No, it's every week somebody's sick in bed, and they're just not going to make it. And an old doc pulls them through, and then they have set up for the next week show, you know. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great today.
Good to see you.
I'm feeling good to see you. Good to be seen.
You're looking. Now you're doing the mustache for
November.
No shave. I'm in the 35th year of my no shave November.
Nice. Well, I'm doing the mustache for Movember. Like I'm never too early to bring awareness to people's prostates.
Well, there you go.
Right. Get it checked.
Yeah.
He's already.
Is he watching videos?
I think he is.
No, there's a video. It's really cute. I want to put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But it won't save to my phone, or it won't share anywhere. It's like, it's dog smiling.
Dog smiling.
I
think I've seen that one.
There's a bunch of them out there, I'm sure.
That's actually a go-to. If you're ever feeling down, Greg or Rusty, just share funny animal videos. Mm-hmm. Like, I shared a picture of a fat cat earlier.
I saw that.
Yeah. I just felt like it.
He's a big one.
Yeah.
And,
there's no real reason. Just a fat cat. Look at this cat.
You know that Pluto TV that you get off the internet is free.
Yeah.
They've got a cat channel on there.
Really?
And it's all it is cats running around
that
doing.
It came automatically.
What is Pluto TV? I've never heard of this.
You download it, and it's free. And you can pick it up on your Roku. And like I said, it's absolutely free. There's over 100 channels on there, and one of them is cats, and they're just doing cat stuff.
It came automatically installed to my smart TV.
Really?
Yeah, and so I'll occasionally.
And they got like one channel that's just Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Right.
Actually, there's two or three channels. It's just that. And they've just added.
I used to like that show.
Oh, I love
it. It's a good show.
But they've just added Unsolved Mysteries.
Ooh. With Robert Stack?
The original, yeah.
That's the one I'll watch. Oh, yeah. Dennis Farina wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't bad at all, but you know, you got...
Robert Stack, man.
Robert Stack.
And that overcoat. Perhaps you...
Yeah, a little mist coming in, you know.
When that show was on, and I had, you know, a VCR in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
When that show was on, I would have friends over for dinner on Wednesday, make dinner, and we'd watch it at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
It came on NBC.
Must-see TV, I guess.
East of the Rockies is on the phone.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, Rusty, I'm with you, man. It's a great day, and tomorrow is the rain in. But, Rusty, I've got a quick question for you, sir, if
sure.
Greg will indulge me. The name Joe Jones.
Now,
you have used that from time to time. Am I being...
The
East, I don't know what's going on with your phone the last couple of times you called, But one minute you're hot, and the next minute we can't understand the thing you're saying.
How's this?
That's good. Now? Yeah. Now, Joan Jones is this lady that I've known for many, many years. Actually, I went to school with her son, and she is a very, very sweet lady, and she posts this wonderful little post every morning. I think she gets up like at 3 o'clock. She works for the Elmore County Board of Education. She's like a bus monitor.
Yeah.
And she writes this nice long little thing, you know, pointing out all our blessings for us and wishing us all a good day. That's who that is now.
And, okay, that's good. I met somebody named Joan Jones and was trying to tell her about you, and it was like telling Stevie Wonder what color cotton is. She could not figure you out.
So now I don't know.
Why is he using my name?
Now we can't hear you again.
Yeah, man. Have you got? It must be that plate in his head. That's got to be what it is. It's cutting it out, man. That's what it is.
Hey, put me in the drawing for next week, Greg.
Put him in the drawing for next week. I'm translating for Greg.
What's your month and day of birth, East?
Closed caption. Hey, I appreciate it.
What's your month and date of birth, sir?
Apparently the
11/21.
Maybe our feed into the telephone isn't working that well either, but... you're in. And in fact, he's either one or two, right?
He's number one.
All right.
Very good, yeah. East. Congratulations. You're number one. That way, next week when we say...
And number one.
East of the Rockies.
We'll know who it is.
Here's Tommy.
Hey, guys. Before I give you my theory about Dr. Baker, Crackle, Sony Crackle, free app.
Yeah.
It gives you news radio, the entire thing. News radio. It's hilarious.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Phil Hartman, genius.
You know, you're kind of giving me an idea here on something we can do today, and that is, where do we find funny?
Well, the other thing they've got on Crackle that's free is Barney Miller.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about hilarious. Wait till the cross-dressing guy gets arrested for disguising himself in public. And that whole joke that goes around that you know they couldn't get away with today.
I was going to say, when Barney Miller came on to Antenna TV, which is on my cable,
mm-hmm.
I watched it regularly, and almost every episode I was saying, they'd never write that today.
No.
That
would never fly. Get away with that. Now, here's my theory about Dr. Baker. You know, they always rushed to go get him. There was always, you know, hurry up, go get Dr. Baker, and they'd show up. Always had that look on his face like the... you know, the postmaster general asking for another penny. Yeah. Like, you know, what are you going to do, Doc? There's nothing I can do.
So one of them is going to rub a pine tree on his head and clip his toenails with a hatchet. He'll be fine.
All right, keep up the good work, guys.
We appreciate it. Hey, I just found some electrifying news.
All right. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
It's one of my favorite signs of Christmas. I had to stop and visit my dentist on Bell Road, so I'm coming down Vaughan, going westbound on the way to the radio station, and there they are. The Christmas tree tents are up.
Yeah!
Now he's cheered up. You love to go and get the Christmas tree?
I've been getting to the same place every year.
Yeah.
A fellow named Dustin has a lot on Vaughan Road. It was right next to my neighbor. It was great. I used to just pick out a tree, throw it over the fence, and drag it to my house.
Oh, man, that works.
Good workout, too.
Without question, the best trees, they last. I mean, they really last. When we took ours down this year, it was second or third week in January. It was still, the needles, a few were falling off, but it still smelled incredibly fresh. They cut them and get them here very quickly. I think
within
48 hours. Anyway, it was so great to see the tents up, and now I know a week from Friday, the big Christmas tree hunt will be on.
So that's when you do it on Black Friday?
Either Black Friday. I'm supposed to have done work done Wednesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be bad. Mm-hmm. So if I'm feeling crappy, I'll go during the Iron Bowl because nobody will be there.
Oh, you'll have a run of the place then, huh?
Yeah, but that's exciting. That's electrifying. Holiday spirit at last. And it's a great group of guys, too. So anyway, that to me, that's one of my favorite, you know, indications that Christmas is coming.
Getting a Christmas tree.
So there you go. By the way, If you like to do extensive outdoor decorating, some tips from Mr. Electric. First of all, you should have a dedicated outside outlet, because putting three or four extension cords together and wrapping them with duct tape is not recommended.
Nope, fire hazard.
Don't do that. Mr. Electric, now, it's funny. We have an outdoor plate, but if we plug a cord into it, we can't open the door, the front door.
So it's doubles as a sort
so
of
whoever designed the house, where do you want to put this? So Mr. Electric, among other things they're going to come out and do for us, is going to put a plate over that and actually put an outlet next to the front so we can plug in the outdoor stuff.
Might be a burglar deterrent. Just plug something in before you leave.
That's another thing Mr. Electric does on security issues. They're going to install, we're getting one of those front door video monitors. I don't know how to install it, but they do. And they're going to do that. The video image doorbell. Yes.
That sounds interesting.
We made a whole list of things that we want them to do, but if you want an outdoor outlet, if you're interested in a generator for your system, they have whole home standby generators. Anything involving bath, kitchen, laundry, lighting of any kind, under cabinet, ceiling fan installs. You now have that go-to electrician, because everybody on that team at Mr. Electric is a master electrician, the very best at what they do. And you can reach them at 269-8886. And when they say we'll be there at 1 o'clock tomorrow, guess what? Your doorbell, if it rings, it'll be either 1 or a little earlier than 1.
You can just yell, come in, because you know who it is.
They just do an outstanding job. And by the way, if you'd like to learn more about the company, go to MrElectric.com. But at last, you no longer have to think about who to call when you have any need involving electric service. Mr. Electric. Here's Jim.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Jim.
Pretty good. I'm going to get off the political stuff here for a minute. I heard y'all talking about TV, and then you mentioned the animal stuff.
Where can we, you know what the topic is at the moment? Where can we find free, funny things?
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you this. I know y'all are dog people.
Yes.
Do you think dogs watch television? I've got a little dachshund. He's about
wiener dog
years old, and he sits up on the couch and he puts his head on the armrest and stares at the TV just as attentive. I mean, he's looking right at it. His eyes move. I know they don't see the colors we see. They're more of a kind of a yellow brown looking. You know, they don't see the colors, but he watches. I swear he's watching the TV.
I think dogs watch television for certain. It depends on what's on the television, whether or not it catches their attention. But
yeah,
I think it depends on the breed, actually. Now, my dogs pay no attention to the TV whatsoever, although Briscoe, if he hears a dog bark, certain dog bark on TV,
he'll look.
He'll, but he doesn't know where it's coming from. And once in a while, they'll react to something like that, but they don't watch. And you know how we are with our dogs. I leave the Animal Planet on TV, so when I'm out of the house, they can watch something that's interesting to them.
Have you seen the thing where our beloved president, Mr. Trump, is telling some reporter to sit down, and the dogs are watching?
Yes.
And they sit down? Now, that's funny.
That's hilarious. Did I put that on Facebook? If I didn't,
you probably did. That might be where I saw it.
Put it up again.
But you know, I don't know if y'all have seen it. You probably have during the holidays. One of those channels on cable that shows, I'm not sure which one it is, they on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day,
the log.
Instead of showing their programming, they show that scene, that Christmas scene. It's a live camera set up with a fireplace in a room, and it's got a dog and a cat that come in and out and sit around. And my dog will just sit there and look at that, watch that dog. You know, move around, and I swear he's watching it.
So, hey, man, it's my favorite show.
I got thanks for the call. I have a buddy whose dog would jump up, his dog had good leaping skills, would jump up to the level of the TV and bat at it.
Uh-huh.
So he had to raise the television set before it got ruined.
Did you put the one on where the guy paused the TV and he went into the kitchen for something and he comes back and he paused it on a pizza commercial? And the dog is licking the TV?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dog's just like going at it, you know. He's licking at pizza.
My dogs do love pizza.
Ah.
I might break off a little crust, but don't give them pepperoni. That is not good for digestion.
Not good for later either.
And, you know, my dogs aren't wusses, but that kind of thing you should stay away from. Pepperoni, on the other hand,
aha,
different thing. All right. Oh, my God, it's 3:41. See, that's why I wanted you to come in afternoon and go by really quick. Here's our first traffic check of the afternoon, followed by your local news, Rich's forecast. When will this rain end?
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon, fellow amphibians. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still rainy, still wet, still nasty, still dangerous out there on the roadways. But so far, so good. No accidents, no delays. On the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, everything looking pretty good so far. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started coming in, and you can shop from home. Reinhard Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Thanksgiving, right around the corner, and this pilgrim is feeling pretty proud.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The current Montgomery Public School Board met for the final time last night and voted in favor of letting residents consider a property tax increase. The board voted 5-2 in favor of the 6-mil property tax increase. If the measure passes a few more hurdles, it will then go to a vote on the ballot. If voters approve, it will bring an additional $18 million a year for the Montgomery school system. Montgomery police need your help finding a man wanted for murder. Christopher Dotson is wanted for murder in the shooting death of Adam Jordan. Authorities say Dotson shot and killed Jordan in the 2700 block of Highland Avenue last Friday. A Mississippi bank is buying banks in Texas and Alabama. Bancorp South Bank announced Tuesday that it's buying Grand Bank of Texas and Merchants Bank of Alabama. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Better weather is right around the corner, but for now, the risk of showers remains. In fact, into the nighttime hours tonight before ending late tonight, the overnight low temperature drops to about 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, chilly. I think we're going to see some afternoon sun breaks. I got my fingers crossed. A little breezy tomorrow with a high of only 47. And then areas of frost developing late Thursday night after midnight. Low temperature by Friday morning around dawn near freezing. Friday is a great day. Sunshine high around 56, down to the mid-30s on Friday night. Then sunshine and beautiful over the weekend with high temperatures in the middle 60s for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100-count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price Celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best-looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid through November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has a huge selection of tools that pros turn to every day for every job. And with early access to Pro Black Friday deals, right now you can get up to 40% off select tools from DeWalt, Bosch, Hitachi, and more. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/18. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit crosbyelectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day. And we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. Selling like hotcakes. Well, is this the fastest selling item we could think of? For this figure of speech? Hotcakes? Beer, cigarettes, coffee, even eggs. You go to the average place where people are ordering breakfast, you'll find a lot more people ordering eggs than are ordering hotcakes. Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? Michael Jackson's new album is selling like eggs. People won't say that. It doesn't have the right ring to it. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? To me, that's the last straw. That one doesn't seem fair to me, you know? I think you ought to warn a guy first. That's the next to the last straw. Let him know he's running out of straws. Takes the cake. Boy, he really takes the cake. Where? Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than a cake. Easiest pie. Cake cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. Out walking the streets. You hear this when a murderer gets paroled from prison. Guy will say, now, instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe he's home watching TV. Not every guy gets a parole, right? He's out walking the streets. Yeah. Sometimes they take a bus. Occasionally they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, you know? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy, approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood. Not quite dandy. Other times, I am indeed dandy. Not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. Nobody asked me how I was.
The amazing George Carlin, anybody know where he was born?
New York, I would imagine.
I was going to guess.
He said he grew up in White Harlem.
I've never noticed it until that particular bit. There's a few affectations. You know, one of the courses I did finish in college was urban linguistics.
Or dialect?
Urban dialect. And we studied the evolution of accents.
Hmm.
That the Midwestern accent was actually the most appropriate in terms of the King's English.
As long as you don't get too north. You get Minnesota,
you know, you get along those. That's because they came from all those Nordic places.
Oh.
Like Adam's Nordic Sports.
Oh.
Says he was born in Manhattan, New York.
Mm. He claimed he grew up in White Harlem, and he said it really shaped his perspective on the world because he was, you know, all the communities were broken down into ethnicity, and so he was on the borders of all those different ethnic groups. So he mixed with everybody, really. And another huge story to him that made him want to do comedy, Carlin wanted to do comedy, was that he knew the person who did the funnies, the comics, in the newspaper. I think it was his aunt or something. So he would know what the comic strip would be a month in advance. And so he'd go out to the playground and at school and tell all the boys, this is what I'm predicting. He'd play it up like he was predicting the future. And they couldn't figure out how he was predicting what would be in the comics next week.
That's pretty funny.
I did that with radio. I you know, we were talking about this in the morning show the other day. What got me into radio was the music. I never wanted to be a disc jockey. I wanted to be a TV news anchor or a weatherman. Weatherman went out the window because the math I would have been required to take would have been, I couldn't have done it. But when I was about 15, 16, I discovered Top 40 and became obsessed. And so I was especially interested in song chart movement. Like, I'd get the WLS hit parade every week, see what was where, and try and predict where it would be the following week before it came out. Eventually, I had it delivered to my house. And I studied what they played and so forth, so to the point where I had their format figured out. So if I was out with friends in Chicago at that time, either at WLS or WCFL, and usually WLS, and I could tell them what song was going to play next. How did you know? I said, because I figured out, you know, what their format
is. It's a gift.
No, it's not a... Yeah, you could probably...
You should have lied. You should have been like, it's a feeling I get.
Yeah, and for a dollar, I'll tell you what the next one's going to be.
There you go.
There were very few points in any hour where I wasn't sure about what they were going to do, but it was always the same brand of song.
Right.
Something recently released, or something that was recently a hit, but not currently a hit.
Mm-hmm.
What we call in our business a recurrent.
I never had the gift of making the music log. I was a program director, and I could lay it out there, but it just never seemed to sound just exactly right. You know, it just...
Look, I feel blessed that I got to work in radio when we picked the music.
Exactly.
And it was...
The jock picked the music.
The jock. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had to pick from what was available.
Sure.
But it was up to you to string it together in a flow or a manner that the listeners would find compelling. And that was part of the art of being a jock, especially in the early days of FM, because mm-hmm. you didn't have that many breaks for it. You didn't have to talk that much. But how you put that music together was how you impressed the listener and the boss.
Right.
And I was good at that. And I was a big believer that every song establishes a mood. Sometimes it's melancholy. Sometimes it's real upbeat. Sometimes it's, amorous, whatever.
Yeah.
So I would build my sets based on what I called psychographic interpretations of the music.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional reaction would likely produce in your normal person. How about that? Some of you listening, you think that I just fell into...
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Well, I'm not. Do you smell that aroma coming up from the...
Oh, yes. I notice it's like a burnt lasagna.
No, it's worse than burnt lids.
It's bad.
Don't light any matches outside the men's room downstairs.
No, I went downstairs to get some water.
You carried it back in with you, man. It clings to you.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I think it's creeping up
Should
the stairs.
Should we set off a perimeter down there and, cordon the place off? Or?
I'm between that or just calling the EPA.
Get hazmat in here.
Hazmat teams.
It smells like somebody ate a box of cigarettes.
No, not cigarettes, cigars. And we're not talking about fine cigars. We're talking about crap cigars.
Yeah.
It's the kind that you give out when the baby's born that nobody smokes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That kind, yeah.
It's chilly, and boy, it's going to get chillier. Now, there's all kinds of ways to prepare for the cold weather. In fact, speaking of chilly, I have a whole big one made for the morning show on Friday.
Ooh.
You know how it is downstairs now. Maybe that way here Friday morning. I don't know. But the comfort of your home, that's where you really need to be concerned, because we are heading not just to cooler weather, but to cold weather. And Clark's is the team that you should depend on to keep your family comfortable through all types of weather. Get yourself a Clark's Club membership. Guess who got one? I gave one to Mommy the Swami.
There you go.
She loves them.
I guess so.
They went out and quickly, within an hour, their house, it was in the middle of the summer, their house was getting hot. And I said, let me call my friend, Mr. Rick Clark. He sent a technician over immediately and had it fixed. And they were so thrilled with the turnaround time. But even more so, the guy that came, this is what's unique about Clark's people. They're just fantastic human beings.
Yeah.
So you will enjoy working with them. You will want them to stay for dinner. And they're just 100% awesome. They're all thoroughly background checked before being hired. They don't require training and customer relations.